As I read through the summary of this information, it looks to me like the crux of this is DOD struggled with some of the same things that other agencies have struggled with, but maybe with an extra layer added. A lot of agencies seem to have the issue of getting requirements right in the procurement chain. The conversation between the end user and the procurement shop can get a little convoluted. At DOD, you have the added requirement of a number of branches when you add in the concept of JROC and trying to develop requirements that will suit all of the branches of the military. Is that where we're headed here?
No, I mean, I think that's quite applicable. DOD is such a large organization that I think the problems are magnified there, and it's in such a serious business. But unless you work with the department all the time, and a lot of the folks that are listening probably have, you don't quite realize that DOD has a matrix organization where the military services have the money. That is the responsibility to train and equip forces, and then Congress appropriates them the money. But the regional combatant commands, the U.S. Central Commands of the world, the European Command, have the mission. So if something happens, they have to plan and execute an operation. And the joint staff often serves as an arbiter between them. And what our review looked at was this, and I'm going to try not to hit you all with too many acronyms, but I need to use one, Joint Capabilities Integration and Development System, JCIDS, was designed to help sort out those needs and help bring together the various parts of the department. When folks needed a new capability, JCIDS was designed to help sort that out.
What is the core of the difficulty here? Is it just what you were talking about who has the money versus who has the needs?
Oh, I think it is. I mean, what our report covered, the Weapons System Acquisition Reform Act a couple years ago, told DOD to more carefully consider the needs of the combat commanders as it developed requirements. I mean, one of the things that shined a light on this was the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan. It took a long time to develop mine-resistant vehicles, that kind of thing. And there was just a general feeling that the system as we had it was too slow, unresponsive. And so the Weapons System Acquisition Reform Act said, DOD, get the combatant commanders involved, consider their needs as you vet these requirements and be responsive to them, and then had us, GAO, look to see if they had done that. What we found is that there had been a number of efforts undertaken to involve the combatant commanders. In fact, I think one of the things that we heard the most from the combatant commanders was too many meetings. You know, we're being asked now so much that we're not sure it's worth it, because in the end, the process itself is cumbersome and it's advisory. What comes out of a JCIDS process is a requirement, but it may take years yet for a new capability to hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for a number of reasons, but I think the combatant commanders feel like that JCIDS is more designed for the services, long range requirements that they, you know, have an interest in, and what the combatant commanders need is something that's more responsive in the near term.
Did you discuss with them as part of this what that model would look like?
Well, you know, one of the things that we looked at was efforts to refine the process. This is not news to DOD. We at GAO have done reports talking about the unresponsiveness of the system and the fact that the JCIDS system, and one of the main problems is that the system doesn't prioritize needs as they come in. Everyone needs a new unmanned vehicle, or everyone needs some sort of new ground vehicle, and they come in different from different places. And, you know, the Army wants its painted green, and the Air Force wants its painted blue, kind of a thing. And JCIDS was supposed to sort those things out and prioritize them and look for commonalities. But it really hasn't turned out very well to do that. But again, this is something the department knows. And they, when we did our report, this came out a month or so ago, or a little less, they were undertaking an internal review trying to design a system that would be more responsive to those near-term needs. They said they were going to announce the results of that next month, But as it turns out, what I'm reading is that they've now asked an independent body, the Defense Business Board, to come in and make some recommendations as well. It's going to be very difficult to unwind this. This is a very complicated process.
It seems like almost anything that involves that building is very complicated. It's understandable. There's a lot going on there, and a lot of things that have to be checked off on by a whole lot of people. The solution, though, looks like what? To you, what did GAO recommend the next move is here?
You know, the report we're referring to, we didn't make recommendations. We have a report coming out soon that's going to talk about some suggestions, but I just can't talk about it yet. About
Understood.
How to make trade-offs within the various programs that are under consideration. We're also doing some additional work. We have a mandate to take a look at some other aspects of the system. Even though it's as complex as it is, there's some concern, I think, from Congress that it doesn't always consider the full cost to support systems as they come online. This is often we get focused on the acquisition cost, but don't look at the tail of cost. But at the heart of it, I think DOD understands that what you need is a system that responds not only to near-term urgent needs, it also takes a look at things that you need for the longer term. And what we have now is systems running in parallel. You have the joint, they created something new, the joint urgent needs process, and that I think the department is trying to figure out a way to bring those two things together and make a priority track, if you will, and then look at things that are appropriate for the longer term. And that certainly makes sense to me.